He moves well in the pocket and makes a lot of plays with his feet when he's scrambling around. So, you know, we'll have to be on top of our game in order to contain the things that he does.
How about his ability to figure out what the defense is doing? I mean, he's a rookie, but he had 4 years at Stanford and all that.
Right, yeah. I mean, you could tell just from film.
Is that a weakness or that he's pretty good at figuring out?
No, I think he's a pretty smart guy. He seems to read defenses pretty well. You know, he makes smart decisions with the football, it seems like, most of the time.
What can you do to throw him off or rattle him? Is there any one or two things?
Well, I mean, just like every week, you want to get pressure on the quarterback. You want to, you know, disguise your coverages and things like that. So, you know, that doesn't change really too much with who you're playing. I mean, that's pretty much a staple of what you want to do defensively. So,
do you think of him as a rookie, or when you're going against any quarterback, you don't want to worry whether he's first year, second year, 10th year? I mean, as a rookie?
No, not really. I mean, at this point in the season, I think you know, you can't really look at it that way. You know, you just go out and prepare to play against a guy who's the starting quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. And the guy's had a lot of production so far.
How impressive, though, is it what he's done? Not just statistically, but his demeanor on
right.
the field as a rookie.
Yeah, I mean, you could tell the guy's a leader. You know, he's taken on the job, and he's been a true professional about it. So he's definitely doing a great job over there, and we'll have our hands full.
I think the most targeted wide receiver in the league is Reggie Wayne.
Right.
I think as a defensive back, you get sure that he's kind of locked down.
Yeah, I think Reggie's been doing it for a long time, so you know, he's definitely a crafty receiver, a veteran guy, guy that's had a lot of production throughout his career, and we'll have to know where he is on the field.
Has he done anything different this year? I mean, last year obviously there were different quarterbacks there. Mm-hmm. I guess he's got Andrew Luck, but has he done anything different? He seems to jump off the page a little bit more.
No, I just think he's just a consistently, you know, really good wide receiver. I mean, he does pretty much everything well. He has great hands, good speed, runs great routes. I mean, the guy's been around for a long time for a reason, and he does everything at a consistent level.
Steve, how about you? How did it feel to get back on the field on Sunday? Were you 100%? And did you
100% it was great.
After?
It was great. You know, to get back out there after being, you know, essentially on the couch for so many weeks was definitely a good feeling. Looking forward to this week again.
How do you feel a couple days after?
I feel great. I feel great, you know. Soreness is gone. You know, just normal game day soreness was there a little bit, but, hey, I'm ready to go. Good practice today, and we'll see how to keep it rolling.
Is it kind of surprising that Luck, a rookie, and Wayne was around so long, have clicked so quickly? I mean,
no, not really. I mean, you know, Reggie's a veteran guy. You know, Luck's a smart football player. You know, those guys are, you know, gone through camp, gone through the offseason together. So, I mean, no, I mean, they're doing a good job together.
Any first day impressions of Aqib Talib at practice?
Yeah, he's doing great. You know, just trying to learn everything. You know, we're bringing him along, trying to help them figure out this defense, and we'll see how it goes.
Does it add any excitement buzz to the secondary room when you have a new guy?
I mean, you know, we're just out trying to get better, you know, all of us together. We want to focus on getting better as a unit and going out and winning football games, and that's where our focus is right now. It's on the Indianapolis Colts, getting better and trying to win this game.
Do you think there have been too many, like, expectations on Talib coming in?
No, I don't really think into that too much. I mean, maybe ask him. I don't know.